got to prepare. Prepare, prepare, prepare. You've got to go over it. And on the sixth meeting, you'll see the great stuff. Second is the ability to get to work. If you don't get to work, you can't make money. And you get to work simply by using techniques for thinking creatively. Number one, 1 hour a day, read. Read everything in the world except your business. Read junk, very much junk. Read so that anything that interests you will stick in your memory. Just read. Just read. Just read. Subscribe to Ladies Home Journal, Cosmopolitan, Vanity Fair. Get all the very low stuff. Low culture makes big money. Got to remember that. There is your audience. There is the language. There are the words that they use. Remember, when somebody does a picture about a kid who gets lost over Christmas and makes $300 million, a lot of people like that. If you have to go to that well, not once, but twice, and you have to say to yourself, what makes this reach these people? You must assume that people are wonderful. You might read Dale Carnegie's book on how to win friends and influence people again. That book is one of the greatest books ever written. And everybody should read it every 2 or 3 years. People really want to be nice, honest, and successful. They want to be happy. And they want to have friends. And assume that's there. And then see what they're very interested in at this time. When you're at parties, this is extremely difficult. Listen. Sit down and listen. The technique of listening is extremely simple, and most people, 80% of the people, don't really practice it. You look the other person in the eye and you say, gee, you're wonderful. You say, well, isn't that interesting? What do you do? Oh, I'm publishing. Oh, terrific. What do you do there? And you sit there and you listen, and you listen, and you listen. And every time they say something, you nod. And memorize specific statements so you can feed them back to them in the same conversation. In that way, the person goes into a talking frenzy. He begins to feel very important, very comfortable, very happy, and he loves you, and he will confide in you. That gives you his inner secrets. Now, I have, pardon me for saying this, but I have had a dinner conversation with a woman I have never met before, at which the entire table around us, 12 people, stopped when she said, I tell you, my cervix is no larger than my little fingernail. This is because people will become hypnotized by their own stories. All the exposure books, every single one of them, Barbarians at the Gate, you know, all the ones that said, these are the way people got away with it. Get that book. Everything that tells you how to be crooked. As an investor, I would devour them. People are two-sided. I mean, there are so many ways we can go. I've got terrible news for you. You are all chimpanzees. There are three kinds of chimpanzees invented by nature. The regular chimp, the pygmy chimp, and this thing called man. Man was the third. He came along a couple hundred thousand years ago. So, you have three brains. You have a reptilian brain, a mammalian brain, and a human brain. The cerebrum up here, which thinks logically. You don't use the human brain that much in reading copy. You really use the chimpanzee brain in reading copy. You are an animal. When it gets you in the gut, what does that mean? It gets you in the chimpanzee brain. That's why you use very simple and very vivid words when you're dealing copying. In any other kind of advertising I've ever run, I used very simple words. Inside of us, we have this hidden chimpanzee. Gives us a lot of trouble. But it provides a lot of opportunities for marketers. The person who buys investment material wants to make a lot of money very, very, very fast. He may logically know he can't do that, but he would love to do it. And believe me, he goes home and presses that TV button and sees it right in there. That is your junk reading. Now, he's going to look for the best, most rational, and most honest approach possible. But he's also going to have that little sly side of him, and you are going to have to appeal to that to sell to him. I also want to just quickly throw that into another dimension. I guess you all supervise or work with the copywriters, and you all write copy. You all speak copy. You're all trying to sell somebody something. If it's only a raise or going out on a date or having somebody do what you want them to do. Copywriting, as well as all effective writing, is simple, transparent writing. It is not literary writing. The surest way to know what something is failing as copy is to have someone come in and say, God, that was great copy. Oh, I love the ring of that sentence. And that phrase you put in there moved me. Uh-uh. What happens is that you want them to come in and say, Jesus Christ, am I in that much danger? Or is there really a way that I can have sexual congress 5 times a day? That's what you want. You are presenting a showcase for your product, just like a store showcase on Fifth Avenue. You want the person to be able to look through the copy like the person is able to look through the glass in the showcase and see the product inside. If that glass becomes dirty, reflective, or calls attention to itself in any way, you have failed. If you want to write a novel, go write a novel. And I have. But don't write novel copy. Simple, dramatic, move gut copy. There's also enormous room for logical terminology in ads, and you should use it continually. But that is logical terminology and structure. Don't use hard words in ads. Words with more than 3 syllables, unless you want to give a certain flavor at that moment. You've got to be simple. Remember, let's get into specifics. This desk here is a good example of what your table at home looks like every day, and what your products table at home is going to look like every day. Here I come in, and I've had a tough day, and I'm pretty tired, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 or more pieces of mail. What is my movement when I open these pieces of mail? I go this way, and this way, and this way, okay? My actual rhythm, and your actual rhythm, is to pick them up like this. You may pick them up like this, and you look. The envelope has 10 seconds. You, as a company, as an executive, as a copywriter, have 10 seconds. The hand comes up, the hand looks, the hand throws away. Or the hand stops. Something gets him. You have 10 seconds for your headline to stop that hand from throwing your piece away. So what is the headline? That's very important. And a headline is a very simple device that has a very easy job to do. Except that people make it extremely hard. The purpose of this headline, burn disease out of your body, which is the first thing they see in those 10 seconds, is to get them to read the next paragraph. That's all it is. Nothing else. It sells nothing. It confirms nothing. It argues nothing. It establishes nothing about the firm. If it stands by itself, it would do nothing in the world. But all it's got to do is, it's got to get them to read the next paragraph. Second, how long should the headline be? That's a classic question in copywriting. And, of course, the answer is no determined length. The headline depends strictly on how long it gets you to stop the person and get them going. And the third question is, how many headlines can there be in a mailing piece? And that, of course, is as many as you can get on the page and make work. In the old days, people used to think that there should be one great headline, one super marvelous headline that was only words, 5 words, 6 words, 7 words, that would stop and make everything come out of them. The classic example is Why Men Crack. It's a great headline, ruled for years. 3 words, and that was it. represented by this one. A 71-year-old man has sexual congress 5 times a day. Then you begin to realize you got all of this paper. You're paying a fortune for all of this paper. So why don't you use it in any way you can? All you want the person to do is pick up the envelope, see what he's got, read it and say, that looks interesting. Turn it over on the back. There's something on the back. Read the back. It says, that looks interesting. And he opens it. So all you're asking him to do is move through your copy. Nothing more. You're not trying to sell. The headline sells the first line. First line sells the second line. The second line sells the third line. And the third line sells the fourth line, etc., etc. There's a tremendous advantage here. There are things that you can say in the middle of an ad which will be believed because you prepared them for it. But if you said it at the top of the ad or in the envelope, it would be thrown away. The guy would say, this is ridiculous. This is insulting my intelligence. I'm not going on. If you can get him into the middle, if you can get certain facts to him, then he is prepared to believe. And if he is prepared to believe, he's prepared to buy. There's a headline. Should it be tremendously big? Overwhelming? Not really. This is an envelope. Just take a look at it. What it says is, if a disease is as crippling as this, then you certainly have to treat it with drugs. Or do you? Decide for yourself from the startling facts below. Well, that's the whole headline. It's pretty much that. If they start reading, if a disease is as crippling as this, then they will probably finish this. And if they do that, they will go on to that. If they do that, they will go on to that. They will go on to that. There must be, 100 words here. I don't know. And then you turn around. Is premature aging the most universal, unconquerable of all common diseases listed inside? Not at all. For startling up-to-the-minute evidence that is not see inside. Okay, this is a dirty envelope. This is an ugly layout. I've been driving Rodale crazy for over 15 years giving him this kind of envelope. This sold $50 million worth of books. That's a lot of books to sell on a single folded piece of paper. Why? Because it reaches out and touches somebody. And they're willing to see and pay for all these little miracles. I wrote this to see how much copy I could get for an envelope on a single piece of typewritten paper, single-spaced. Then I threw it down to the design department. And what they did is they took the top of it, which said, tricks of the trade so powerful that they could change your life. And then we gave 20 of these tricks of the trade right here on the envelope, right here in the headline. A form of ordinary water that by itself can relieve cold symptoms, page 273. Simple, do-it-yourself ways not only to burglar-proof your door, but have invincible windows, page 159. This ran as a control for 15 years. When it finally faded out, they went into this, which is prettier, because it's on coated stock in color. And this says, old-timer tricks do the impossible around your home. So, you've got to learn that a headline doesn't sell. It has nothing to do with selling. Who are you writing to? You are not writing to a private person. You are not writing to a bunch of people. You are writing to a number of people who share a private want. Remember that. If they don't share the want, they are of no use to you. If there aren't enough people that share the want deeply enough to spend the $50 for a newsletter or $30 for a book, they are of no use to you. You are writing to a number of people who share a private want, and you are addressing them as if they were the only person in the world. What is the most powerful word in advertising? Not free. talking about is you. The person who has got this piece of paper in their hand and is on the other side of your copy. You. If it doesn't have the word you 100 times, I really don't like it very much. Now, when you are writing to a public that shares a private want, they may share subsections of the want. And therefore, what the hooks, the promises, are doing is pulling out a subsection and putting it in. I'm trying to pick up 5% in this book, 10% in another hook, etc. And you've got to have an overall way of getting everybody to read through. Notice that the headline says, "If a disease as crippling as this," well, that includes arthritis victims, bursitis victims, emphysemic victims. We're getting very technical now, very specific. You have your 40 pages of notes, and you are going through your 40 pages of notes, and you begin to see a picture emerging. There was a book that Rodale had a lot of trouble with, and they kind of figured that maybe they shouldn't have published it. It was a book on arthritis. And Rodale is extremely good, the best in the country, I think, at doctor remedies, hidden doctor remedies. And this book went way off from that because it wasn't written by doctors. And, of course, everybody that buys Rodale books buy doctor remedies. This was a book about people who cured their arthritis by themselves that the doctors didn't really agree with. 766 different people who had different cures, which they found by themselves. How are you going to reach them? So the headline is, "Sneaky Little Arthritis Tricks, Natural Foods, and Do-It-Yourself Secrets That Pain-Proofed Over 100 Men and Women Like You." I figured that these people were sneaking around doctors, and they felt guilty about doing it. Nobody said this, incidentally. It isn't in the book. And the people who went to the doctors or the market for this were still in pain. Arthritis is a very intractable disease, and we haven't cured it yet, even though I hope we will in the next 5 years. So I thought the only way we could do this was sneaky little. Both words you don't usually use in advertisements like this. Now, in this particular case, when we said sneaky little arthritis tricks, this grabbed attention. Then what's the next step? What are they? Natural food and do-it-yourself secrets that pain-proofed over 100 men and women like you. Notice how it's step by step. You grab their attention. You send them into the mechanism. That is the foods and the secrets. You send them into the first reward, pain-proof. Then we have these pictures and all these testimonials, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 7 quotes from 7 of the 776 people. One says, "I enjoyed a total remission of my arthritis." Another says, "I have not had sciatica since 1971. Another said, "All symptoms disappeared and have not returned." Okay. What you've got is intrigue in the first part. A mechanism for giving you something you can't get in the second part, and proof in the third part. You've also got enormous gut emotion in the envelope because of these exceptional pictures that they put. Look at that beautiful woman at the bottom. You can't help relating to her. Look at the man with the little child kissing him at the top. This is what you want. You have this woman. Look at her stride. Very strong. This is what you want. So you have great promise, intrigue. You have a mechanism, a new mechanism that delivers that promise. You have proof that that promise has been delivered to people like you. And you have deep emotion. That's what you need. All of them combined. Get the prospect to read. Now, let's talk about how we build an ad. I'm going to read you this. longest-running direct mail piece. We start with how modern Chinese health and medicine helps both men and women. That is the small type above the headline. What does that do? In the first place, it establishes the point of difference. They're going to be running to about 150 lists. 150 lists all have their own product. How do you establish a point of difference between this product and their product? Especially when it's a book as old as this one. By talking about Chinese medicine, which is ancient, but at the same time, it's modern. Most people haven't heard about it, but they're intrigued. We all know how powerful the East is. And both men and women is an inclusion headline, which looks like an exclusion headline. Both men and women means if you're a man, you can read this. If you're a woman, you can read this. Then you go to burn diseases out of your body, lying flat on your back, using nothing more than the palm of your hand. And why is this effective? Because, of course, you'd like to get rid of disease. But how can you burn disease out of your body? And then the contradiction immediately comes up, lying flat on your back using nothing more than the palm of your hand. Again, you're not taking drugs. You're not seeing a doctor. You're not undergoing surgery, etc., etc. This sounds extremely easy. So what you've got is inclusion. A very powerful claim and a very easy mechanism. Now, notice what you have given the reader. You have given a great deal of information in three sentences. And the person is now ready to go on. This may be the most startling news you've ever read. And we are going to let you prove its merit yourself without risking a single penny. It is that different. They're powerful, they're provocative, and controversial. We are going to let you prove its merit yourself without risking a single penny. Now, this guarantee comes to the front of the piece. Once you have said, without risking a single penny, it means you, the publisher, are taking a chance on them, the reader, liking your product. Then you can say that it is different. It is that powerful, that provocative, and that controversial. If you had said at the front, without any preparation, it is that different, that powerful, that provocative, and that controversial, it would not be believed as readily as if you say, I'll put my money on it that this will give you these benefits. What you've done is you've taken a claim and made it powerful by preparing for it. You must prepare. Again, you have the time to prepare because you certainly don't have to sell now. You've got a whole mailing piece to sell. The more time you have, the more you can sell. Let us explain. The Chinese do not believe in surgery or medicine for major illness. They prevent such illnesses instead with a series of mild, almost effortless internal exercises. What you have been relying on is no longer necessary. Surgery and medicine are expensive, dangerous, and painful, almost embarrassing. But the Chinese don't believe in it. They prevent. Instead of treat, prevent. With a series of mild, almost effortless internal exercises. That sounds like fun. If you do not have an open mind, please stop reading here, for this letter is about to introduce you to a new, although it is 4,000 years old, a different type of self-healing. Born in China over 40 centuries ago, it's called Taoist medicine. And we will let the foremost practitioner of it in the Western world, Dr. Stephen Chang, give you a brief and startling introduction to these effortless exercises. Brief, startling, effortless. Look at the adjectives. Adjectives are where you carry your emotion. Adjectives are gut words. Adjectives are description words. Adjectives are feeling words. adjectives. Do an adjective check when you've done your copy. Very important words. You can say something with adjectives and without adjectives and have absolutely two different things. And then Dr. Chang comes in, and the rest of the entire mailing piece is quotes from the book, except for one or two sections, which I am going to get to next. Now, he makes extremely powerful claims, all of which are exceptionally pleasant. Clicking the teeth, as shown to you on page 132, will help tighten the joints in the body and keep the teeth healthy. Now, how can your teeth help tighten your joints? This is the precursor of Rodale's Doctor's Home Remedies, in which we gave these silly little things like putting a tea bag up to your eye to improve eyesight. Twist, twist, twist. The more twist, the more powerful. The muscles in the abdomen and body will tighten and become toned and strengthened. Excess water and flesh will be eliminated, and the belly is shrinking. And you are doing all of this with the palm of your hand. Once you have claims this powerful, people are going to say, "Isn't that nice?" I don't believe a word of it. You can't make powerful claims unless you can prove them. You have to prepare for them, and you have to prove them. You've got to stop them and make them believe. So, what we had, which we didn't have in almost any other ad at that time, 14 years ago, was a little section up here in the biography. Got a great Chinese face. He's 67 years old, looks about 40. Well, what do we say about him? I'm going to take a few minutes to read that because it's very important. Stephen Chang, PhD, MD, comes from a family which has practiced medicine for more than 400 years. Dr. Chang's great-grandfather was personal physician to the Empress Chai Chi and the first ambassador to the United Kingdom. Dr. Chang has a PhD in philosophy, holds two law degrees, and received his medical degree from China, from the Yongqi University Medical School, where he was trained in both Western and Chinese medicine. Okay, so we've got his background. Now, what has he been doing recently? Currently, he's on the faculty, consulting, and conducting classes in Chinese medicine in such universities as University of California, University of Oslo, the United States Health Service Hospital San Francisco, University of Oregon, College of San Mateo, Golden West College, Center for Chinese Medicine and Continuing Education. In addition, Dr. Chang has given many workshops where I promise you every word of that is read. It's an 8-point type. It's read because people want to believe. Okay, now that you have proof, you've got to demonstrate. Demonstration and proof are extremely powerful. You do this by saying, "Let us give you the simple internal exercise that energizes the heart. This exercise shows you immediately how incredibly simple, how incredibly easy, how incredibly comfortable these internal exercises are. When you receive Dr. Chang's book to prove or disprove it at our risk, turn immediately, without preliminary reading, to page 140. Important, because you're going to give something they should do with the book. You don't want them to send it back. And also, it sounds very good. It's convincing them. They are now using the book with you in the letter. There, you will be shown the exact way to hold your body while energizing your heart. No movement. We'll repeat. No movement is required. All you do instead is this. Sit or stand in a comfortable position with your hands simply extended in front of your chest at the level of your shoulders. Make sure that the fingertips of each hand almost touch, but keep about a quarter of an inch between them. Keep your eyes focused on the top of your fingers. That is all there is to the entire exercise. Nothing else. No further effort. Not even the simplest movement of the body is required. Nothing more. Nothing more to do. Not a single strain in any part of your body. Your heartbeat doesn't rise a single beat. And yet, what happens is this. The exercise creates a flow of energy. You have just demonstrated the book. You have taken one exercise, one paragraph, out of a 270-page book, and you have said to the person, get on the floor and try this. Feel what happens. If you don't like what happens, don't send for the book. If you do like what happens, you have already demonstrated the first part of the book, and you can now order and get everything else. The ad is built as a mosaic. Every sentence in the ad is built as a mosaic. First, you give a proof. You give a claim. You give a mechanism, which is how the claim is achieved. You give a proof. You give documentation. You give demonstration. Every sentence is a branch on a tree. And the words in the sentence as the leaves on the branch. First the branch comes. That's bare outline of the sentence. And then you see out of the branch the leaves popping up. The leaves give the branch color. They give the branch beauty. They give the branch strength and power because they collect the energy coming from inside. That's what you do.
This is the end of part two. Please continue to part three.
If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry. And myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz malt liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, claudehopkinsadvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to claudehopkinsadvertising.com and learn from the best.